Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. For today on Friday, we have Thai with some lucky bigger sets out there from the east-northeast coming in around 11 seconds. Gentle offshore morning winds are going to be switching up for the afternoon, along with a couple of these afternoon storms coming through. Now Saturday, we see the size drop off a touch and the winds are going to be trending more from the south. Sunday, expect things to drop off just a touch more, knee to thigh at 11 seconds from the east with mostly gentle winds. We may see just a little hint of Hurricane Lee swell starting to show up very late on Sunday, but starting next week, we should start to see surf build a little bit every single day all the way in through Thursday, and we're probably going to peak out around Thursday, Friday, but we should still have leftovers for the next weekend. Hurricane Lee is currently a Cat 5, but it's looking like it's going to be swinging just north of the islands, at which point it's going to slow down a little to a Cat 4 and kind of remain about 800 miles offshore of Florida. So we're not really going to be seeing any direct hit from this or anything like that. However, it does put it in that perfect little 800-1,000-mile offshore location for the eye of the storm, where we get the most of the wave energy without overly strong winds. So be ready for that all of next week. Now, don't forget, we have the Celebration of Life event for Craig Bobbitt coming up this Sunday. We have an article up on the front page with links and all the information. We're going to be doing some Facebook live streaming for parts of the event. There's going to be a lot of things to do, live music. I think they're going to have a paddle out. And yeah, just be really cool if everybody could show up. So I'll be back again on Monday to let you guys know what's up with this hurricane coming. And until then, be sure to check the cams. That's always the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.